This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Tanzanian President John Magufuli has died at a hospital in Dar es Salaam, according to his vice president. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
Speaking on state television, Vice President Samia Suluhu Hassan said Magufuli had died of a heart condition at a hospital in Dar es Salaam. The 61-year-old, one of Africa's most prominent coronavirus skeptics, had not been seen in public since the end of February. Speculation was rife that he had contracted COVID-19. Magufuli had denounced measures to stop the spread of the virus and labeled vaccines a Western conspiracy. Last week, officials denied he was ill. Government figures also said Magufuli was working normally and that citizens should ignore rumors from outside the country. Tanzanian police have arrested four people since last week for allegedly spreading false information about the health of political leaders.
That's Reuters' David Doyle. The suspect in the Atlanta area massage parlor shootings has been charged with murder. AP's Mike Gracia has details.
21-year-old Robert Aaron Long has been charged with killing eight people at three Atlanta-area massage parlors Tuesday, with six of the victims identified as Asian. The shooting sparked fears of a targeted attack, but Cherokee County Sheriff's Captain Jay Barker told reporters there may have been a different motive.
He does claim that it was not racially motivated. He apparently has an issue, what he considers a sex conviction, and sees these locations as something that allows him to go to these places, and it's a temptation for him that he wanted to eliminate.
Less than three full months into the year, the attack was the sixth mass killing of 2021 in the U.S., following a drop-off in mass killings during the pandemic in 2020. I'm Mike Gracia.
This is VOA News. The Biden administration is expanding coronavirus testing for teachers, staff, and students, and convening a summit for educators to share the best practices for returning kids to the classroom. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
We're at a critically important time in our nation's history in education.
In the White House briefing room, Education Secretary Miguel Cardona said his priority is to get as many schools open as soon and as safely as possible. He says the recently passed virus relief bill will send $122 billion to schools nationwide for needed changes like new ventilation systems. The Health and Human Services Department's also spending $10 billion to boost virus testing for teachers, staff, and students.
We know that that's a tool to help keep schools open, not only reopen, but keep them open.
Cardona says he expects schools will fully open in the fall if vaccinations continue as expected. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A top North Korean diplomat acknowledged Thursday that the United States had recently tried to initiate contact, but blasted the attempts as a cheap trick that would never be answered until Washington dropped hostile policies. The statement by Choi Soon-hee, the first vice minister of foreign affairs for North Korea, is the first formal rejection of tentative approaches by the new U.S. administration under President Joe Biden. It came as Secretary of State Antony Blinken was visiting South Korea alongside Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin in a first overseas trip by top-level members of the Biden administration. A high-ranking council of Buddhist monks in Myanmar says it is suspending all activities amid the military junta's escalating and deadly crackdown on anti-coup demonstrators. The news outlet Myanmar Now reports the 47-member council issued a statement Wednesday calling for an end to the violence. The government-appointed body also called for the immediate end of arrests of unarmed civilians. Meanwhile, Pope Francis also called for an end to the bloodshed in Myanmar after the end of his weekly general audience at the Vatican. The pontiff specifically mentioned, with much sadness, the young people whom he said are losing their lives in order to offer hope to their country. Dozens of people have been killed since demonstrations began against the military junta, which took power after claiming widespread fraud in last November's general election, which Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy won in a landslide. Myanmar's Electoral Commission has denied the fraud allegations. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.